Welcome back into the Grow Room with Bob and Jay. I'm Bob Bupka, here with Jay Randolph Jr. And it seems almost impossible that next week's Open Championship is the final major championship of the year, Jay. And what a championship it's going to be, the 150th anniversary.
Played at St. Andrews. You're going to be there. Janice, our executive producer, is going to be there front and center at the home of golf, if you will. St. Andrews, that beautiful museum there, the way the 18th and 1st set up. Well, you guys are going to have a great trip and looking forward to it. But before we get to the 150th Open Championship, JT Poston secured his chance to play in the 150th Open Championship. Bob, his second PGA Tour win, he really set himself up the first 3 days to be able to kind of, you know, steer the ship on Sunday, and he did it.
Yeah, he certainly it seemed like he had it on cruise control. And let's give a listen to what JT Poston had to say after that inspirational victory at John Deere.
It feels great to get another win. You know, they don't come easy out here, and I really wanted that second win to sort of validate Wyndham. So it feels good to get it out of the way. Felt like this was what this was coming, and it's nice to get it done here. Pretty much having the lead from Thursday on. It's hard not to think about the finish line and what comes with it, all that comes with getting a win out here. And as much as you try and put that aside and not think about it, it's tough not to. Can't wait. I've always wanted to play in an Open Championship, and this will be my first one. And so for it to be at St. Andrews and the 150th is pretty special and pretty hard to draw it up any better than that.
Well, it's been a while since it's been done going wire to wire, Jay.
3 decades at that tournament, the John Deere Classic. And, you know, that's a long time, but it doesn't surprise me. There can be a lot of movement on that last day. The real movement was JT Poston doing what he had been doing and getting it done and headed to St. Andrews. Congratulations to him. Well, Bob, the second LIV event in Portland is over, and Brandon Grace was the individual winner, and he picks up $4 million. The South Africans seem to be controlling these events from the podium, if you will. Charles Schwartzel won the first event. Pat Perez won $900,000 and shot 80 in the final round.
It sounds like I got to get Jay Randolph's application into that LIV tour. We can whack up some prize money, my friend.
Boy, oh boy. I mean, I still don't get it. We'll see as their play moves on. The DP World Tour had a little special event. The J.P. McManus Pro-Am, it lured, of course, a lot of the guys over there overseas getting ready for the British, Bob. Many of the top 50 for this Pro-Am in Ireland, the first Pro-Am since COVID, at a beautiful place, Adair Manor, where I got to stay and play. It's home of the future Ryder Cup. Tiger put it in the air. Xander Schauffele took home first place. Nice to see that the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour have kind of aligned themselves, but you know, a fun event for a lot of guys, and you know, having Tiger come over was huge.
Well, Adair Manor wanted me to pass along a thank you, because now any guests since you being there, they have the option of staying in the Jay Randolph room. Thanks.
It's just gutter to gutter.
No, well, yeah, you know, there's some advantages of staying in the Jade Randolph bedroom, because the bed was hardly used when you were anyway, it's a wonderful place. The Ryder Cup's coming there, as you said, in 2027. And J.P. McManus, he's really good for golf. A great guy that loves this sport, and anybody that gets to meet JP, they walk away knowing that they met not only a good guy, but somebody that's extremely good for golf. You said Tiger Woods played, but as you caught a glimpse of him on TV. He went out there pressing it. He's taking this week off. He's going to fire whatever ammo he has left in that ammo belt next week at St. Andrews.
Where Colin Morikawa will be defending. As we mentioned earlier in the show, you're going to be there with our executive producer, Jana Self. The media is staying at St. Andrews University dorms. How about that, Bob, going back to school?
Well, and it's pretty interesting to note that, you know, the Jack Nicklaus is going to be getting the key to the city, and they've only given it out two other times. I don't think I'm in contention. The other two were, you know, Bobby Jones, which certainly makes all the sense in the world, but I was a little taken aback by the fact that Ben Franklin, because he went to university. I'm going to be staying in the same dorms as Ben Franklin. I mean, they're probably going to check my credentials 100 times before they even let me in that university. Ben Franklin went there in 1757. And you know, I'm over the moon about going to St. Andrews. Janice is too. She lived in Scotland 15 years or more. And I want to publicly say, especially on this show, that Jay Randolph, you're in part responsible for me going, because you've continued to inspire me to keep doing what I love and doing this show with you. There were times when I thought, you know, that stop sign was luring pretty big, but being inspired by you, I'm getting to go. It's going to be a dream come true. Jack's going to be there. And by the way, speaking of dreams come true, I celebrated that birthday last weekend, and you can imagine what it was like when I get a letter from Jack Nicklaus wishing me a happy birthday. I double-checked it 15 times, thinking that it was the wrong name on top. But for Jack and Barbara to send me a letter like that, simply incredible. Put that. How's that for back to back? Letter from Jack Nicklaus. Now I'm getting ready to go to Scotland and St. Andrews. I'll put that to some up against anything.
That is what they call tall cotton. There's no question about that. You got the Open coming next week. You're getting ready to head over there. We'll talk live while you're over there and preview next week's U.S. Open. Do you have any feeling? I mean, there's so many guys you could look to, like a Scheffler, a Spieth, a European-type player. You got any sense? Of course, the weather dictates so much, Bob.
No, you're right about that, Jay. I mean, it's predicted to be ideal. No rain is in the forecast. Temperature is going to be in the mid-60s the entire week. I've said it before, but I have a funny feeling that Rory McIlroy is going to come knocking. He knows that it's only played at this shrine of golf every 5 years, and I think Rory's going to win. I mean, obviously the fairy tale story of all fairy tales, and since it's almost a fairy tale that I'm even going to be there, why not have Tiger hold up that claret jug? That'll be the biggest story in golf. You could cancel golf for the next 10 years, because they'll be talking about that victory. By the way, who does Jay Randolph think's going to win?
You know, I keep honing in on Justin Thomas, but the more I think about it, I think Jordan Spieth has a huge chance here. He likes playing this type of golf. I think he's kind of under the radar, not in a big pressure zone. He's gotten his game back into shape. So watch out for Jordan Spieth. And Bob, I'm going to let you take us out this week. You guys have a safe trip over there, and look forward to talking to you over the pond.
Yeah, it's going to be a thrill to be talking to Jay Randolph Jr. while I'm in St. Andrews, Scotland. Boy, that's a pretty good exactor in my book. Thanks for listening to In the Grow Room with Bob and Jay. Be sure to join us next week when we preview the 150th Open Championship to be contested over the hallowed ground of St. Andrews in Scotland.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.